Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our sixth installment in Themes of the High Holiday Prayers. We were discussing the section of the Rosh Hashanah Musaf called Zichronos, which emphasizes God's ability to remember all, to know all, and to judge us accurately. We were discussing yesterday the concept that when he judges us, he looks at us both as individuals, and he also views us as individuals in the broader world scheme, in his broader plan. What's so interesting about the section of Zichronos, and truth be told, different aspects of Rosh Hashanah, is there's a great emphasis on Akedas Yitzchak, on the famous story of Avraham Avinu being willing to sacrifice his son based on the command of God. We actually, in the closing phrase at the end of the bracha of Zichronos, we speak about the fact that God should remember Akedas Yitzchak. And of course, as we know, the Akedas Yitzchak, that's part of the idea of the shofar. The shofar represents the horn of the ram that was caught in the thicket that Avraham ultimately slaughtered instead of Yitzchak. We lane about Akedas Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah. It is a recurring theme on Rosh Hashanah. And the obvious question is, if we view God as being such a perfect judge, imagine the scene. A person is in court. They really realize things are not going their way. And then they just ask for a brief word with the judge. And they say to him, you know, I don't know if you know, but you went to law school with my father, so maybe you could treat me nicely. It's a bizarre thing. We know the cards are stacked against us. We know we've got a lot of problems. Then we say to God, but you know, our great-great-great-great-great-grandfather did something really good, so why don't you be nice to us? It's difficult to understand. Additionally, there's a famous Gemara that says that the merit of the forefathers has run out. I mean, it's not an infinite line of credit. We've used it many times over the generations. So what are we even talking about? We say, remember Akedas Yitzchak. We've maxed out that line. So what's our point? So Rav Elio Dessler has a very, very powerful essay on this subject. And he explains, utilizing a famous concept from the Nefesh HaChaim, from Rav Chaim of Volozhin, who discusses the fact that when we talk about the Avos and the Imahos, the patriarchs and the matriarchs, we view them as having imbued the character of Klal Yisrael with certain abilities. The same way that you view an Av and an Aim, a biological parent, with passing on certain physical traits to their children, so too the reason why they're called the Avos and Imahos, literally the fathers and the mothers, is they pass on certain spiritual abilities and capabilities to their offspring. And a classic example of this is Akedas Yitzchak. It's so interesting. We emphasize the fact not only that Avraham was willing to slaughter his son, which is amazing and unbelievable that a person could be willing to do such a thing, but we also emphasize the fact that Yitzchak, if you learn it with a little bit more sophistication, Yitzchak was not some naive child who didn't understand what was going on. Yitzchak was an adult. Yitzchak understood he was about to be sacrificed on the altar by his father, and he willingly went up there. And that, according to some, is actually why we call it Akedas Yitzchak, the binding of Yitzchak, that in a sense, the greater merit was on Yitzchak's part, maybe even more so than Avram's part. But the question is so interesting because there are people throughout the generations that have been willing to give their life up because that was the will of God. So many people have died, al kiddush Hashem, willingly so. So what's so unique about Yitzchak? And the answer of Rav Chaim of Volozhin is the fact that Yitzchak participated in the Akedah, was ready to allow himself to be killed, imbued Klal Yisrael with the ability to totally devote ourselves to God. So the reason why in subsequent generations people had the strength to give up their lives for God was because Yitzchak did it. And Yitzchak imbued Klal Yisrael with that ability. Rav Dessler suggests that that's the way to understand our common reference to Akedas Yitzchak on these days. The concept is, God, we've really come up short this past year, but we have a great ability to do great things and really devote ourselves to your service, to truly coronate you as our king and live life that way. And if you have any doubts, just remember the fact that our great-great-great-great-grandfather Yitzchak did it, and we can do it too. And if our acts don't necessarily justify a good year of abundant blessing, maybe our potential should. And that's the point of recalling Akedas Yitzchak. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.